This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. In class, I mean it. I think that the federal government, the Department of Education, has destroyed education within the United States of America. Young children don't know how to estimate. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. You look at Baltimore school system, and if my memory serves me correctly, I read that not one student in 13 schools in the Baltimore School District, Baltimore, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., not one student was proficient in math in 13 schools in Baltimore. How's that possible? It's possible because the people who have been put in charge have been put in charge because of the group. And people are delighted because they have someone of a specific group. Not necessarily man, not necessarily woman, not necessarily black, not necessarily white, but whatever group that they wanted to have is in, and competence, ability, proven results, and that seems to not matter. Not matter. You look at Clarence Thomas. Gosh, there's a guy that, you know, we were supposed to look up to, and then we find out years and years later how he was given gifts, and some people would call those bribes. And you wonder why the Supreme Court votes the way it does. Makes no sense, right? We've destroyed our youth, absolutely, in terms of education. They really don't know how to do anything. You go to any company and you ask, how are the young people doing? They say, we can't seem to hire them because they don't know how to do anything. And that's absolutely, positively true. They don't. They don't have the skills, the mechanical skills, the electrical skills, the physics skills. I'm talking about levers and fulcrums and, you know, things like that, weights, pulleys. They don't seem to understand those things. If they don't understand those things, how can they possibly drive an automobile? How can they do that? I guess maybe it's not necessary to understand very much in order to get a driver's license in the United States. It's unbelievable. You know, if you look at Rome, the accomplishments that the Romans made, you look at the accomplishments that were made in the 1800s in the United States and other countries throughout the world. You look at great achievements in building. Do you think a young person today could design an Eiffel Tower or a Brooklyn Bridge or the Empire State Building or anything for that matter? Do you think so? What a mess. And, you know, I lay this squarely on the people who are in the government for years. And we've got a guy who says that his main qualification for being reelected or reselected as the boss is that he's been doing it for longer than anybody else. Unbelievable. These guys who are in Washington look at each other jealously. They look at each other and they look at the wealth that they've been able to accumulate while they've held office. And that's a measure. Now, how is it possible to accumulate wealth when you're making $185,000 a year as a senator? Or how is it possible when you make $400,000 as the big boss? These guys are raking in millions and millions and millions. How is that possible? Well, through clever investing, I guess. That would be inside information, wouldn't it? That's my guess. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating to see great, great countries being blown up from within. And then we have the generally dumb public who is cheering for these morons who have allegedly represented us, but in reality have sold us out. And one of those guys is Dan Andrews, right, Gwyneth?
Yeah. He's destroyed the state over a period of 9 years, and everybody's saying what a wonderful job he did. Really? Destroyed the car industry, crashed the economy, shut the coal power station, shut the coal mines, just ripped, eviscerated it, and wind farm. The state bird, which is the orange-bellied parrot, is driven to the brink of extinction by these unmentionable wind turbines. The parrots get sucked into these wind turbines and they get chopped up. And this bird was on, you know, on the threatened species list before the wind turbines showed up. And now I don't, you know, they're right on the brink of extinction. And that's our state, supposed to be our state bird, the orange-bellied parrot. That's it. If this continues, they're going to be as dead as potatoes. Because they happen to live on the coast, and where do people want to put wind turbines? On the coast, because that's where the wind blows all the time, doesn't it?
Gwyneth, let me see.
They fill our coastlines with wind turbines and chop up all the birds.
Let me see if I've got this right. So, the orange-bellied parrot's highway is right where the wind turbines are. And that would be, and they're being chopped up. So how would Daniel Andrews feel if we put one of those meat grinders on the highways and byways that he and his friends and family use? So they could drive down the road with a meat grinder like a wind turbine set up so that all he had to do was drive through those spinning blades. That's all he had to do, you know, to get back and forth to where he needed to eat. Yeah, they get sucked in. That's exactly right. And then on the far side, they get blown out. They get sucked in on the intake, and they get blown out on the discharge side. It's absolutely outrageous. And these morons, these generally dumb public that are all over the planet, think this is a good idea. I can't believe it. Because the media says this is a good idea. And then they get to regurgitate what the dumb media says. They think that these pretty men and women who read the teleprompters, the viewers think that they know what they're talking about. They read scripts. They are in a narrow channel, and they can't deviate. If they do, they get fired. So they can't say what they really believe. This is beyond comprehension. And
it's disgusting. We cannot accommodate the people. We cannot house the people that we have here in this country. And meanwhile, they're importing the dregs from every corner of the earth and dumping them in our country. And these are not future brain surgeons. These are not future rocket scientists. These are dregs. These are the very dregs of the whole earth. And they import them. They fly them in on airplanes because we don't have a land border in Australia. They fly them in on airplanes. And they dump them here. Somebody's giving them air tickets. They fly them in. They dump them here. And we can't house the people that we have. And it's not a matter of race. It's let's stop it. Let's house the people that we have here. Let's not drive up real estate prices to such unrealistic levels of $1 million for a rundown two-bedroom row house in a city centre that, you know, that's full of rat warrens. And I've lived in some of these houses, one of these houses. There's rat runs from one end of the road to the other, all through the walls, and you cannot get rid of them. It's just, and the rats have been there for 100 years in the walls and in the ceiling of this row house, of these row houses, because they're all joined internally in the ceilings and the walls. Well, you can't see it. You're living inside the house, but it's just jaw dropping. And people are having to pay $1 million for these two bedroom row houses, and they think that they're lucky, and they splash a coat of paint on them, and they fix them up and put modern appliances in. It doesn't change the fact that the whole row is still infested with rats, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it because they're in the ceilings and they're in the walls and they're in the roof spaces. You know, and after just a few years, that all that beautiful interior decoration work and all that beautiful exterior paint is going to wear thin, and it's going to be back to what it was before. That's just how it is. It's just, you can't explain to these people that the problem is that the house is over 100 years old and it's full of rats and mice. And many of them are also full of fleas and lice as well. And it doesn't matter how many coats of paint you put on it, it's not going to get rid of the rats. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and there's a law. It's called Gresham's Law, Gresham, apostrophe S, Gresham's Law. And Gresham's Law states that bad money drives out good money. Okay, so fiat currency drives out gold and silver. Okay? Well, are there other examples? Sure there are. Here's one. The Chinese factory tool outlet drove out the good branded Made in America tools. The bad people who have infiltrated the cities have driven out the good people who used to live there. You find out that somebody sells his house in the neighborhood to a drug dealer, and the drug dealer brings in his drug dealing friends. And more of them show up and drive out the good people who used to live there. London is an example of bad driving out good. London. If you look at moral values, bad values are driving out the good values. You want to know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the homosexuals, the transvestites, the transsexuals, the gender confused. They're driving out the good people. They're driving them out of women's sports. You have men saying that they're women, and they're competing against women, and the men are winning, and the women are leaving the sport. The bad is driving out the good. Gresham's Law doesn't just apply to money. It applies to everything. The bad seems to win, and it's disgusting.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You might have heard the story before, but when I lived in Virginia, the town fathers wanted to put a prison in an abandoned textile factory right in town. And it was unbelievable. So I came out against this. I was the tip of the spear fighting this. And this prison would be, in effect, like we lived right on the line outside of town. And on the corner of our property, diagonally, would be where this prison was. And it was an abandoned factory, and I tried to get the town fathers to turn it into a computer manufacturing company where I would give half of the company, well, 49%, to all the people who were laid off from this factory. Well, the town fathers laughed at me. They told me I was crazy. And they decided to put a prison in there. A couple hundred people, prisoners. And they said that it would create 120 jobs. And just think, so in a town of 500 people, they would have 120 jobs created by this prison. And the town was like really excited. And I said, are you crazy? And I publicly said, and it was printed in the newspaper, that anyone that believes our town is so worthless as to put a prison as the centerpiece of it is a moron. Well, the town came down on me like a ton of bricks because they said I was calling them morons. Well, I stand by that. Anyone who would put a prison as the centerpiece of a town is a moron. And I said, don't you realize that people say, so where do you live? Well, I live in, you know, such and such a town. They go, oh, yeah, I know about that. That's where the prison is, right? We would be known as the place with the prison. And then I said, do you realize that people like people like them, meaning people like people like themselves. That means that prisoners like people like prisoners that just haven't been caught yet. You know, drug dealers and all kinds of criminals would be in there. And then on visiting day, their buddies would come visit them. And then we'd have those guys all around. There'd be more prisoners in the town during work hours while everyone was at work, then there'd be more prisoners than residents in the town. And I fought this thing. And people came down on me. The generally dumb public lambasted me in the newspaper because I was against the prison. Ultimately, we defeated it. We did. But it was a heck of a fight. And the problem is, you're surrounded, class. I don't care where you live, you're surrounded by the GDP. They're dumber than a box of rocks. And they don't get it. They don't believe that man is manipulating the climate. They don't believe that, they believe that electric cars are the way to go. They don't realize that you want to fix the problem with pollution, you stop flying airplanes. You stop these cruises to nowhere. You start reducing the size of packaging. You say, you know what? You want to sell it and you want to overpackage? You can't do it. It's against the law to overpackage. And it's against the law to manufacture packaging that is not reusable or recyclable. K-cups go away for making coffee. Convenience goes by the wayside in terms of sustainability of the planet. We can't destroy the planet and cut down trees because people want to use paper towels as if they're free. We can't do it. We have to stop it. And we don't have a single person in Washington, D.C. who has the brains nor the guts to do what's necessary to fix the country, nor does any other country. We're surrounded by stupid people, and they disgust me. Just like my old boss said, I don't work well with stupid people. I don't. Gwyneth?
Yeah. It's absolutely true what you're saying. Oh my gosh. I've got something that I've sort of thought of something that might be a good idea to do. You know, I don't know, but I'll outline it. I sent you an email about it. I'm not sure if you received that email.
Gwyneth, I got to tell you. Just let me share this with you, Gwyneth.
How to survive the apocalypse.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Gwyneth, my phone line is down, and it will not be fixed until the 14th of next month. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
That's the truth.
Yep.
I am a non-attorney person representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. President Biden standing in solidarity with the UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday. Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Huerman set to appear in a New York court court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
when you go to the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class. Yeah, Gwyneth, you have a plan? The class, and I would love to hear it.
Oh, yes. I would like to read out the table of contents. I had this idea for this book. Nobody has written a book like this, and certainly not in Australia. So I'll just read out the table of contents that I wrote when I got in from getting my wood. The name of the book, the working title is The Great Aussie Apocalypse Survival Guide by Gwyneth Isaac. That's the working title. It might change. Okay. Starts with an introduction, and chapter one is Stay Put or Bug Off. what to do and how to decide. Chapter 2, First Things First, Priorities, Shelter, Water, Food, Fire. Chapter 3, Your Basic Bug-Off Kit. Chapter 4, Your New Life, Establishing a Routine. Chapter 5, Hunting for Meat, Roadkill, Trapping, Hunting with Dogs, Hunting with Projectile Firing Devices. Chapter 6, Gathering, A Few Bush Tucker Tips and Tricks, and a small catalogue of edible and useful plants and fungi, as well as a list of Australian native and introduced plants and fungi that will kill you. Chapter 7, Caring for Country, Making Sure There's Some for Next Time. Chapter 8, Social Skills Within Your Band. Chapter 9, Social Skills Outsiders. And Chapter 10, Building a New World, Hope for Tomorrow, a Short Work of Fiction. And would you like me to read the introduction? It's about 200 and something words.
Sure, absolutely. Gwyneth, what I heard is most of everything that you need all in one volume. That's what I heard.
Yeah. And it's going to be compact enough to where if you sat down and read it, you would be able to read it and understand it within about 2 or 3 hours. That's what people need. And I'm disputing within myself whether to make it available as an e-book or just a print book. If I make it available as an e-book, I'll sell more books, but the devices are not going to be any good when Caprola hits propeller. So I'm thinking, should I just make it a print book or should I make it an e-book? Because maybe people will read the e-book and just remember it. Maybe that will be something that people will do. And people are not into, a lot of people are not really into print books anymore. But I think that they should be because, you know, if you keep it dry and you keep it, you know, on the shelf and all that and you know, look after it properly, a print book will last for 100 years. But an e-book, I don't think it will. I think it will last as long as the device lasts and as long as the grid's still there. And since this whole thing's about grid down, yeah, that's kind of defeats the purpose of it, doesn't it, Vincent? What do you think?
Well, Gwyneth, I understand exactly what you're saying. People don't like to read, but I don't get it. I would prefer to read a book rather than the blue screen any day. But the problem is people have a very, very short attention span. And I've been advised to take 5-Minute University to TikTok where people can learn in 10 seconds because maybe 5 minutes is too long. But I really like the book better. But I think, you know, Gwyneth, I think there comes a time when you have to think about Gwyneth before everybody else.
Yeah.
So what makes the most sense for you? Whatever that is, I think you should do.
Well, because I doubt sell more books if I put it in an e-book and a print book form.
Well, then that's the way to do it.
People are buying.
Then that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, Gwyneth, there are plenty of people. There are people with a lot of money, okay? And the elite, they have a lot of money, but they're not helping the little people. They're not helping the little people at all. So they're not your customers. Your customers are people who are in class today. Your customers are people who come to camp at Natural Farms. They are people who do reading and research and want to make up their own mind. It's But the class is small as a percentage of people. So, you know, Gwyneth, I'm not worried about the generally dumb public. I can't fix it. I can't help them. There's too many of them. They're too dumb. They're too lackadaisical. They're too careless. They're too reckless. I won't live long enough to help them. So why bother? But the people who are paying attention, I certainly want to help them. And I know you and the rest of the faculty does as well. So I think both print and electronic media. But those who buy the electronic version have to realize that the thumb drives are going to fail. The disk drives are going to fail. The floppy drives are going to fail. They already have. The DVDs and the CDs are going to fail, and the readers may not be available. I mean, heck, you can't buy a brand new VHF. I'm sorry. A VCR player. You can't buy one today, a new one, because they don't make them anymore. So those who have the tapes, at some point, they're not going to be able to see them because the players are going to have failed already. Okay, so I'd say both. Back to you.
Yeah. And I think, because this took a while to nut out this table of contents. I would like your opinion. Just, can you think of anything I haven't covered out of that?
As you were saying it, I wrote down all 10 chapters. I have a feeling that you have included somewhere in there, for example, chapter 9 and 10, chapter 7, 8, 9, and 10, that there will be some discussion about bartering, because Federal Reserve notes will be worthless, just as they were in... Yeah, in the Weimar Republic. I mean, you take a wheelbarrow full of notes to buy a loaf of bread. And if you had a wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block.
I'm sure that barter is in there. Skills for outsiders.
Right.
Dealing with outsiders.
Right. That's where I thought you would put that.
Yeah.
The bug out kit is important. Your new life is important. Communications, I assume you're going to put that in communicating with your social skills for your group and the outsiders. So I'm sure you've got that in there as well.
Yeah.
I think that's
something that I hadn't actually thought of, but is something that would fit within the social skills within your band, and also dealing with outsiders as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going to have to establish communications with friendly groups, and sometimes even unfriendly groups. You will need to negotiate sometimes with unfriendly groups to tell them to leave you alone, for one thing.
Yeah.
And, to stop wars from breaking out between bands, like the Aborigines up on, you know, the Hutt area in Geraldton, West Australia. You know, I don't know what that argument was about. Mm-hmm. You know, but the cops ended up getting called. You know, not long after that, a woman ended up dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I mean, they live without rule of law. Well, they have their own law. They say that their law is written on their heart. So it would be probably something similar to the law that's in Slab City, California. I don't know if you've ever heard of Slab City. That's like an anarchistic town that is in California, unincorporated. And basically a bunch of people living in RVs and broken down camper trailers in the middle of the desert. And they organize themselves, and if they get really hacked off with you, they'll burn your place down. And
yeah,
that's how it goes in Slab City. I don't know if you've heard of slabs. Have you, Vincent?
No, I haven't. Gwyneth, you're talking about Chapter 3 is the bug out kit. And I think, I'm sure you thought of this, but the tools that you're going to need in order to bug out and survive. So, for example, or maybe an 11th chapter, adding one more chapter in would be things that you ought to get right now to prepare for this. Okay, so I have a list.
It has to be quite limited because you have to be able to carry this on your back for many kilometers. So we're looking at a total weight limit of about 5 kilograms or 10 pounds.
Can you repeat the title one more time? I don't have all of it written down.
Okay, the title is The Great Aussie Apocalypse Survival Guide. But I'm thinking whether to put Great Aussie or just The Great Apocalypse Survival Guide. I think The Great Apocalypse Survival Guide, because so much of this information is going to be universal.
I agree with that. I agree with that, rather than limit it to Australia. But Gwyneth, why do you think that you have to bug out? I mean, one of the chapters, chapter one is to stay put or bug out, right? If you stay put, you're going to need a whole bunch of things. And I have in front of me a list that I've compiled. It's a couple hundred items long of things that you should have right now. And if you don't have them, you should get them. Because it'll make life a lot better during the transition from the electricity dependence society that we have all over the world and the one where we don't have electricity. And if you think about it, class, your government is mandating moving to electric cars. Even Rolls-Royce has become so dumb that they are going to abandon the petroleum.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, just to let you know, I have not gotten your emails. Our phone system is down here. It's been down for days. And I called the Brightspeed, the telephone company, and they said, nah, it's just you. And so I called 20 miles away. Their phones aren't working. I called the Farmers Cooperative. Their phones aren't working. And through the grapevine, I heard that there is a major, major outage. It affects, believed to be a fiber optic cut out by St. Louis somewhere, which is, you know, 3 hours away. And it's evidently a pretty big outage. And it looks like our repair technician is going to be out on the 13th of next month, over 3 weeks from now, and maybe the phone will be fixed on the 14th. So in terms of communications, it's spotty here. This is Joe Biden's America. It's unbelievable what that guy has done in 50 years. It's amazing, his accomplishments. And I keep hearing about and reading about the accomplishments and how proud he is of what he's done and how he'd like another 4 years to finish the job. There won't be a person alive if he finishes his job. At least that's my opinion. I got an email from Justin D., first letter of his last name. And it says, quote, "We want to hear more about mule training. Where's Gwyneth?" Well, Gwyneth is right here. So there are students, Gwyneth, who love your presentations and teaching because they are from a unique perspective. Bottom line, your book, I think, is sensational in concept. Absolutely great. The Great Apocalypse Survival Guide. And I think you've got it all covered. My perspective is I would want to be in the right location before the apocalypse. So what do we know about the apocalypse? We know that there are going to be roving bands of anarchists. Absolutely no rule. Burning, slashing, crashing, bashing, busting will be the their MO. Trashing everything in sight. Stealing, killing, burning. Men, women, children, animals. Everything it will be in the path of their destruction. In my opinion, and the plan is to get out of the way, because you can't stop it. You can't stop it. If you've studied World War I, World War II, any of the great wars in history, the devastation is just unbelievable, and it takes decades to recover, and the same thing is going to happen again with the Great Apocalypse. And what could cause it? A grid down situation. That could cause it. And we're overdue for a Carrington event. So your government, no matter where you live in the Western world, has been encouraging you to jump off of petroleum-based fuels, get away from gasoline, get away from diesel, and jump on the electric bandwagon for more electric everything. Get rid of gas stoves. Get rid of gas hot water heaters. Get rid of gas appliances. Move on to the great clean electricity, which is nuts. It's not clean. It is not clean. And once people do that, they will be absolutely, positively trapped. They're trapped already. They just don't know it. Just tell you what, on Friday, shut off your breaker panel. And just for the week, just for the weekend, see how much you like it. I'll bet you can't take it for an hour. I'm talking about generally the public. They can't. They won't be able to take it. Gwyneth, you won't even know that it happened, right?
Yeah, I won't, probably.
Except for USA and, Prepares, we won't be here. We won't be here.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be waiting, and you know, midnight on Wednesday night for the phone to ring, and you know, it'll go and go and go and go, and you know, I'll try and log on to the internet, and the internet will be down, and I'll go, oh, okay, something's going on, and then probably what I'll do is I'll try and call my sons, and if I can't make phone calls, then I'll say something's really going on, so. And then probably I'll be waiting for my sons to show up. That would be, you know, and then I'll say, what's going on? Because that's, you know, something that I think is a good idea. I've said, listen, if there's ever a grid down situation, you're welcome here. Your girlfriends are welcome here too. You know, and so if you want to stay here, that's fine. But if you want to go and make your own life out in the apocalyptic world, well, that's fine as well, because you're grown men, and I'm not going to dictate to you what you're going to do, but you've got a place here. And probably with them it will end up being something like a hybrid situation where they will go out and they will make their own life, but they'll stop in now and again. I think that's probably what they'll be most likely to do, because they're independent thoughts, and I don't think they want to be too reliant on good old mum. And that's okay, because that's how I raised them to be. Does that make sense?
It does. Gwyneth, I was talking to a guy at a propane company, and he said the phone stopped ringing a couple days ago. And the way they sell propane and fill tanks is, well, they get phone calls. Hey, can you bring some propane? Phone stop ringing. Because the phone stop ringing.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.